Thank you and good morning. The Yurok tribe has declared a state of emergency as the Tully Fire threatens 30 homes owned by tribal members and others on the east side of Highway 169. The fire has also burned down power poles that have left local residents without power. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that tribal staff went door-to-door to do welfare checks on local residents yesterday and to give them up-to-date information on the fire and to let them know about the evacuation centers in Hoopa, one for humans, the other for livestock and pets. The Yurok Tribal Council has also passed a resolution to provide direct assistance to affected residents, and they have developed plans to evacuate those in danger if the need arises. The fires burned about 500 acres, and the number of personnel assigned has grown to more than 1,400. CAL FIRE lists the cause as arson, and mandatory evacuation orders, along with advisories, remain in effect for some residents in the fire area. A man wanted in connection with a homicide that occurred in Garberville last July was arrested in Oregon and has been transported back to Humboldt County, where he was booked into county jail and will now face a murder charge. Portland police arrested Raymond Preshorn on July 6th on a Ramey warrant issued out of Humboldt County. Preshorn is accused of assaulting and subsequently killing Con Lam during a violent altercation in Garberville. At the time, witnesses said that Lam had fallen and been injured, but an autopsy determined that the injuries inflicted were inconsistent with a fall, and the sheriff's office opened a homicide investigation. Residents of California who don't like daylight savings time and who want to see the practice halted were hopeful they and other voters would get to decide the matter at the voting booth, but the state Senate has said no. Supporters of a ballot measure that would have allowed voters to decide to continue with the practice or not got only 17 votes in the state Senate, and the measure will not appear on the ballot. However, a measure introduced into the Assembly that would lobby Congress to make daylight savings time permanent did advance. It was approved in the Senate last week. Governor Jerry Brown could put his signature pen to good use over the last week of the month as dozens of bills passed by the legislature await a decision. One bill, AB 1172, would require that single-user bathrooms in California be labeled as all-gender, and it would apply to all businesses, public accommodations, and state or government agencies. Assembly Bill 1785 would require drivers to mount smartphones on the windshield or dashboard and to use them only for single-swipe purposes. It's already illegal to text and talk on your phone while driving, except with a hands-free device, and the new law applies to phone apps like navigation tools. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect or suspects who shot and wounded a male deer on July 29th and left the paralyzed animal to die on Elk River Road. Residents in the area told wardens that they had heard gunshots around the time the animal was wounded in the early morning hours that day. The shooter used a high-powered rifle that severed the deer's spine. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Tully Fire, the only currently active wildland fire in the county, has destroyed one home and one outbuilding, and it threatens at least 30 other residences and structures as it burns near Pequon off Highway 169. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie spoke about the changing nature of wildland firefighting, but putting out a fire is still pretty basic.
One of the big challenges that California has is the wildland-urban interface. We're building homes more into the wildland, so we've got homes in places that have never had housing before. A lot of the techniques are very similar to what back in the day, you know, you're trying to either reduce the fuel, cut off the fire, or put it out with water or other means.
Wildfires have always been a feature of the West, and the most important changes when it comes to battling wildfires is that modern equipment. Gillespie talked about the engines specifically designed for the rugged terrain, better protective clothing for ground personnel, and far better digital technology.
One of the big things they've got now is the technology. They've got better mapping, they've got better weather reports, better fire forecasting, where they can take a fire, they can look at terrain, look at the weather conditions, and they can start trying to anticipate where this is going.
The Tully Fire is tiny at under 500 acres when compared with the major blazes burning in other areas of the state that have burned tens of thousands of acres. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.